The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. And for the first time in a little over a week, it's just us. Yeah, we're not sharing the program with Washington, D.C. or Tampa, Florida. Oh, that's fun. I'm glad it's just you and I, or is it you and me? It's us. Anyway, welcome. Hope you had a good weekend. I had the privilege of preaching down in Logan, Ohio yesterday at Shepherd of the Valley United Brethren in Christ Church. Wonderful church there in Logan. Two morning services. Had a great time with those folks. And just very, very grateful for the opportunity to be out and to minister again. It's been a long time. So anyway, Joy and I had we had a good weekend, got things done around the house and able to minister yesterday. So we had a good weekend. I hope you did as well. Here's my telephone number. I don't think I've given it yet. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, you may have heard the political correct police have convinced the Washington Redskins to change their name. What are they going to change it to? They don't know. Isn't that bizarre? I mean, if they're going to change the name, the logo, and all of that, don't you think they would have spent a little bit of time and say, okay, well, you know, let's wait to announce that we're changing the name until we have a new name and a new logo. But no, the drumbeat was so strong, so powerful. You got to change the name. You got to change the name. And for purely, listen to me, folks, for purely financial reasons, they're changing the name. They bowed to pressure. Now, I don't have time to go into it, but if you're interested, do a little Google search, do a little internet search of the history behind the Redskins name and the logo. It was chosen to honor American Indians, Native American Indians, and the current logo being used by the Redskins was designed by, you ready for this, a Native American. Yeah, it was. Yeah, the current logo was designed by a Native American, and he thought it was a great honor for himself and his tribe. But you see, history doesn't mean anything today. I mean, it really doesn't. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that gets me about these logos and mascots and so forth. Have you ever, ever, even once heard of a sports team, whether it's basketball, baseball, football? Have you ever heard of even one sports team, whether it's college, professional, or whatever, choosing a mascot to denigrate that mascot, to make fun of it, to deride it? Why are mascots chosen? To honor them. You know, to honor them. You choose a mascot, a logo that denotes strength, honor, courage. Okay, I'm from Southern California, and I grew up being a USC fan. They were the Trojans. They were strong, powerful, mighty. They were the Trojans. I was also a fan of UCLA. They were the Bruins. Now, they didn't pick Bruins, which is a bear, to make fun of bears or to talk about how terrible bears are, how awful bears are. Bears are mean, angry creatures who occasionally eat human beings. No, they chose it because it was a symbol of strength, of courage, not to make fun. It is absolute nonsense to believe that any athletic team chooses a mascot or a logo to degrade or denigrate or make fun of something. They do it to honor. But the Washington Redskins will no longer be the Washington Redskins. What will they be? They're going to come up with something. To be really honest with you, I mean, to be completely honest and transparent, I have been offended by the Washington Redskins for a long time. But not because of the Redskin. No, again, I think that honors Native Americans. The football team is going to go out, they're going to fight, they're going to play in a courageous, brave, powerful, strong way. No, the thing that offended me was the Washington part. Why would any American sports team want to be identified with a city like Washington? Washington NFL team says it will retire the Redskins name and logo. I've got it down in the stack. I'll get to it later. University of Pennsylvania has a statue of George Whitefield on their campus. George Whitefield, one of the most influential Americans in all of the 1700s, the 18th century. They're going to remove it. Yeah. University of Pennsylvania has announced plans, here I found the story, to remove its statue of George Whitefield. The committee... The committee appointed to find anything and everything offensive on campus or something that might offend one or two people, you know, yeah, release this statement. The case for removing Whitefield is overwhelmingly strong. He was a well-known evangelical preacher in the mid-18th century. Well, that would be enough in the politically correct, you know, attitude today. But it says, who notably led a successful campaign to allow slavery in Georgia. That's not really true. Now, George Whitefield was given a group of slaves. History teaches us he treated them extremely well, and he became an advocate for the education of Africans. In fact, Phyllis Wheatley, an author and former slave, wrote this in her eulogy. This is a former slave. Phyllis Wheatley wrote in a eulogy for George Whitefield, quote, "He leaves the earth for heaven's unmeasured height, and worlds unknown receive him from our sight. There Whitefield wings with rapid course his way and sails to Zion through vast seas of day." During his ministry, slaves and Africans flocked to his meetings to hear the gospel. But what does history have to do with it? So anyway, the statue of George Whitefield is going to be removed from the University of Pennsylvania. Crazy days, folks. Just absolutely insane. All right, we need to take the first break of the program. Brief intermission, and then we'll return.
Bernie Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yeah, I was just thinking during the break, there should be a move among all Scandinavians in America to petition the Minnesota Vikings to change their name. How dare they insult Scandinavians with the Minnesota Vikings? It's getting ridiculous. I mean, it really is. And folks, listen to me. If you want to be offended, and if you're looking long enough and hard enough, you can be offended at almost anything. All right, enough of that. By the way, just an update on Chicago. This past weekend, 64 shootings, 11 murders in Chicago just this past weekend. And I hesitate to get into this, but have you noticed what has happened in our beloved Columbus, Ohio, since the Liberal Democratic mayor and the Liberal Democratic city council decided to, redo our police? Have you noticed what has happened in Columbus since our mayor began throwing the police department under the bus, indicating they're going to be either defunded or their funding is going to be reduced dramatically? Have you noticed what's happened in Columbus since the mayor of Columbus has popularized the notion that police are just looking for young black men to murder? Have you noticed the explosion in violence, shootings, murders in Columbus? Now, I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I'm sure it is just a coincidence. It's going to get worse, I fear. I really do. I fear things are going to get much, much, much worse in Columbus. And it goes back to leadership, sadly. Speaking of that, here is another instance of the hysteria driven by the mainstream media and the far liberal left. Now, again, I would never, ever diminish the fact that there is some police brutality. I would never deny that there are some racist cops out there. And they should be exposed, they should be disciplined, fired, or whatever. But the narrative being popularized by the mainstream media and the far liberal left that black young people are being shot and killed every day of the week in every black community in America is a blatant lie. It is a blatant lie. And if you don't believe me, I've given you the facts. I've given you these statistics. I don't have time to go into them again. But if you really care about truth, then do just a little bit of research. And you will find the problem is not nearly as big as we have been led to believe by the Black Lives Matter movement, the far liberal left, and the mainstream media. Here is another example. Last Friday, police in Detroit shot and killed a 20-year-old black young person, Hakeem Littleton. Within hours of the shooting, it was on social media that white police officers had shot him in the head in cold blood. One post on social media says, he put his hands up and these blank blank shot him in the back of the head. Protests and riots broke out within hours. It's only one problem. None of it was true. Detroit Police Chief James Craig tried as quickly as possible to release both body cam footage and dash cam footage, which shows unequivocally that the man who was killed fired first. Quote, he was using a 25 caliber blue steel automatic pistol. This comes from body cameras as well as a dash camera from one of our scouts. There were 8 shots fired in 5 seconds. 4 fired by the 3 officers, 1 officer fired 2 shots, and then 4 shots were fired by the suspect. And by the way, who shot first? The suspect. Quote, as Mr. Littleton raised the gun in his left hand, he was aiming at the head of the officer. Littleton fired 2 shots at the officers before they returned fire. The protests and the riots were based on a lie, an absolute lie. But you see, the liberal left desires to divide, not unite. All right, hey, we're going to leave that. When we come back, your Ohio COVID-19 update. Should we be panicking? I'll give you the facts, and then you can make up your own mind. We'll be back.